Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, follow along with us as we open the word of God today and allow God to speak to your heart from his precious word. We're turning in our Bible today to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. The book of Philippians is one of my favorite books in the Word of God. I was at this same portion of Scripture just a few weeks back as we were looking at the thought of dealing with our mind and dealing with our thought. But we're continuing today our study on the subject dealing with stress or dealing with worry. Anxiety, depression, all of the things that we face in this life in that area is what I'm dealing with. Philippians chapter number 4 is a great chapter. In chapter 4, verse number 7, we find how to have victory over worry. In verse number 13, we discover how to have victory over weakness. And then in verse number 19, we discover how to have victory over our want, our needs. And it's a great chapter. Our Lord said to the disciples, and let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. As I said on yesterday, it's a tragedy. We only look at this at a funeral. And then I gave you the Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And we looked at that chapter on yesterday. Again, the tragedy is Psalm 23 is generally only read at a funeral service. But I pointed out, my friend, it's not a psalm for the dead. It is a psalm for the living. And then we looked at Isaiah 26 and 3, where the word of God said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee." I read to you from John chapter 14, verse number 27, where the word of God said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And then we went from that word afraid to look at 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 7. The Bible said, "For the Lord hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And then again, the Bible said in Romans 8:15, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." You see, friend, worry, anxiety, and stress are all the twin brothers, are the double first cousins to fear. When we fear, then we will have worry and we'll have anxiety, and that produces stress. Of course, if there is fear, there's an absence of peace. If there is peace, then there's an absence of fear. You cannot have them both at the same time. But if we have fear, it produces anxiety, produces worry, and produces perplexity in our life. But the answer is the peace of God ruling in our heart. The peace of God dissolves fear. It moves away worry and stress and the anxiety that we experience. So in order to overcome our anxieties and our worries and our stress, we must overcome whatever there is that's causing the fear in our life. And again, let me repeat one more statement that I made on yesterday and then progress in the study of the Word of God. I said to you on yesterday, it would be amazing if we but knew the problems that are created in our life by worry, fear, and stress. I know it is a terrible problem to the spiritual life of a believer, and it is also a great problem to us physically. But God does not want us to live in fear, and God does not want us to live in worry, and God does not want us to live under stress and struggle inwardly with the things that go on in our life. Notice in your Bible, if you will, Philippians chapter number 4. And before I read that, let me remind you, the book of Ephesians deals with God's working of grace in our heart in salvation. The book of Philippians deals with God working with us as we cooperate with Him to work out of our heart and into our life the joy of the Lord, to put to shoe leather that which we have in our soul. Someone has said the book of Philippians is given to enable the believer to bring his practice up to his position, to come to the reality of where he is spiritually and then where he can be in the practical journey of his Christian life. But notice, if you will, in Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 5. Hear the word of God said, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Verse number 6, he said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Then that great verse number 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The thought went through my mind as I read verse number 7, and my heart goes out as I say what I'm about to say. I wonder how many of you listening right this moment to my voice, hearing me say these words on the radio, the thought comes to your mind, "Oh, what I would give to have peace in my mind, and what I would give to have peace in my heart. What would it be like to go to bed tonight, lay my head upon my pillow with peace in my heart and peace in my mind?" I want to tell you, friend, this is possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not saved, then my friend, as you turn from your sin to the Savior, God will save you and give you peace with God. The Bible said in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, "Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." See, friend, when you are saved by the grace of God, then the blood of Christ produces a peace. It reconciles the differences that separated you from God. And there is a peace with God that comes in salvation. But then after you're saved, there is another peace. It's not just peace with God, but it is the peace of God. And the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, if we could learn to receive that peace by faith, trust the Lord, and let Him handle our situations. And I'm aware of the fact that is easier said than it is done. But I want you to notice in this passage of Scripture at least three thoughts that will help us to understand our part in dealing with the stresses and strains and struggles and dealing with the problems that we encounter as we go from day to day. Let me say it one more time. We're all human. There's not a person alive that does not experience pressure, problems, and pain. But I'm glad that God's grace is sufficient, and we can have victory even in the midst of our situations. And we can have a peace that passeth all understanding through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it seems as I hear someone cry out, "Preacher, tell me, how can I experience that peace? Help me." And may I say to you, Our help is in the Lord and in His Word. Notice, if you will, please, in verse number 5, in order to experience the peace of God, there must be a consciousness of God's presence. The Bible said in verse number 5, the Lord is at hand. Let me stop just a moment and tell you, and even remind myself, that where I am and that where you are, that in my situation and in your situation, that with my problems and your problems, with my heartache and your heartache, with my disappointments as well as with your disappointments, the Lord is at hand. He is right there in that room, in that automobile, wherever you're listening to my voice. The Lord is right there. He is at hand. He's in arm reach. You don't even have to call Him long distance. You can just speak His name and talk to Him in a calm voice. He's there. Now, I'm not against you praying loud, but I'm just simply saying He's not a long distance that you got to yell for Him to holler. The Lord is at hand. What a blessing to my soul, and what a blessing it'll be to your soul when you stop long enough to realize the Lord's here. You may be headed down to the hospital. You may be in the hospital. You may be hearing my voice in prison. You may have just come from the funeral home or from burying a loved one. Or you may be facing that today. Or you may be facing that tomorrow. Or you may have just got news, either yourself or one of your loved ones has a terminal disease. Oh, so many heartbreaking things happen. You may have just got word that you're losing your employment after many years and you do not know what you're going to do. You may be in a very hard financial struggle. It may be a family situation. It could be a lot of things. But dear friend, let me tell you, the Lord is right there with you. If you're saved by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. The Lord is at hand. And the sooner you become conscious of His presence, the sooner you will experience victory and freedom from worry and anxiety and stress that troubles your mind. The Lord is at hand. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I remember I heard it as a young man, and I've heard it at different times through the years. It seemed like it keeps coming back, and singers will pick it up and sing it again. But there was a songwriter that wrote the words down, "Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus." And friend, I don't care how dark your shadow is today. I don't care how dark your night is, how long it is, how hot the battle, how bad the problem is. The Lord is at hand. Accept that promise of His presence and then practice His presence. He's there. Talk to Him. Father, honor Your word and use it to Your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.